Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for holding the line, sir. My name is Harry from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. So how can I help you?
I just wondered what the deduction item account was for.
All right. Sir, I can see on my database someone ordered the gift cards from eBay, the $299.99.
Ordered a what?
$299.99, around like $300.
Ordered watch from eBay.
All right, so that means, sir, it is a legal transaction. So what I'm doing right now, I will stop that payment, right? And in case any money debited from your account, then I can refund the money.
Slow down a bit. Slow down. What was ordered from eBay?
Gift cards, sir. iTunes gift cards.
And who ordered this?
Someone, sir. Someone misused your details and they are ordered the gift cards.
Well, right? I didn't order anything from eBay.
Okay, I understand. So do one thing. Please hold the line, sir. I will transfer the call, all right? Give me 1 second. The account department. I will transfer the call on my account department. Please hold the line for a second.
Fuck.
Give me 1 second, sir. Just stay on the line.
Yeah.
It's better than me. All right. His account department. He can guarding you. All right. Any money debited from your account, then he can refund the money. All right. Stay on the line, sir, for a second.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being on hold. This is Eric. You are talking to the accounts department. How may I help you?
Look, I just got a phone call there that there's been $289 taken out of my account.
All right.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, yes. Go on.
I was just been informed there was $289 been taken out of my account.
Uh-huh.
There's something that was ordered on eBay. I did not order anything on eBay.
Okay. Let me explain to you, sir. First of all, what happened, sir, you need to understand that the payment which is going on of 299, it's a fraud payment, okay? Because as we are checking in our server, this payment is exactly going on from the international, like the Mountain View, California, United States. So do you know anyone from there, exactly?
No, I do not know anyone from there.
So that's the reason, sir, we are suspecting this payment is a fraudulent payment. So exactly what happened, sir, someone might be using your information from overseas, and from there, they are doing this kind of fraudulent payments without your knowledge and your authorization. And this might be the reason, sir, this kind of fraudulent activities are going on through your number now. Okay? So, first of all, what we have to do is we have to block this payment directly through your site. All right?
Yes. I don't have a website.
Sorry, what was that?
I do not have a website.
No, I'll tell you how you can do it, sir. Okay? No need to worry. First of all, we will send you a cancellation code into your cell phone to cancel the payment, okay? Once you generate the code through your side, we will simply stop this payment and then we will simply refund you the fund directly to your account, all right?
But I know this is genuine, any of it. I didn't know any of this is genuine.
Sir, first of all, once we will give you the cancellation code, you will get to see eBay Secure Server is connected with your cell phone, okay? If you won't see it, sir, then you can simply hang up the call. Because right now, we won't be able to send you any fraudulent messages, anything, into your cell phone without showing you directly from eBay. Okay? Once you receive the 9-digit code into your cell phone, you will get to see eBay Secure Server. And then you will be totally verified that you are connected with the eBay right now. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. Now, Will you confirm it to me, sir? What kind of cell phone do you use? Is it an Android cell phone or an iPhone?
It's an Android.
It's an Android cell phone. Lovely. Now, first of all, sir, do one thing. Put me on speaker first.
Sorry?
Put me on speaker.
Yeah, okay. I'm on speaker.
Okay. Now, first of all, I want you to go to the page of your mobile phone where you see all your mobile phone applications like message, camera, WhatsApp, and everything. Do you see that page?
And what about it? No, I haven't. I'm talking to you, so I can't go to it for a minute.
Okay, do one thing. Minimize the mobile or the phone page. Like, go to the very bottom. Just press the circle button where you can minimize and come to your normal home screen.
Yeah, I don't know how to do this, man.
Okay, I'll explain you how you can do it, sir. Now, just look carefully at the very, very bottom of your mobile phone. Do you see three buttons there? Like a back button, a circle button, and some three or four lines button there. Can you see that?
No.
Okay, so just tell me what can you see into your cell phone now?
Hang on. Events, control, Wi-Fi, sound, Bluetooth, mobile data.
I'm not talking about that. What you have to do is, you have to swipe your screen from the top to bottom. Just swipe it up.
All right, give me a minute.
Right. Okay,
what
now what can you see?
I see Wi-Fi symbol, sign, Bluetooth, auto rotate.
Okay, all right.
Mobile data, location.
Okay, now just do one thing. Swipe your screen from very bottom to top. Okay, from bottom to top, swipe it up.
From bottom to top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
Well, all the icons, you know, phone.
Yes, that's correct. Phone and everything. Okay. Now look very carefully onto those icons. You will get to see an icon written there, like Play Store. PLAYSTORE. Yes. Now, I would just want you to open that application from your mobile phone directly. Open it up.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, once you open the Play Store, sir, I would believe you would get to see at the very, very top, there is a small white panel written like search for apps and games. Do you see that?
No, it's got to sign in. I have to sign in.
You have to sign
it
in?
Has,
that's what you see?
It has, right?
Yeah, you know how to sign in properly? If it's showing you sign in?
I've just clicked on it.
Okay.
An email or phone number, it says.
Okay, tell me properly, what can you see?
With your Google account, learn more, email or phone number. Forgot email.
Okay. Create account. Yeah. Okay. Do one thing. Put your email ID. You have to log into your Google account so that you can use the Play Store. So put your email ID first over there.
Put my email in there.
Your email address. Yes. This is your Google email address. Your Gmail address. Yep.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Now, at the bottom, do you see continue or something?
Next,
click on next, yes. Now, is it asking password, yes. Put the password of your email.
Okay.
Yes.
Hang on.
Okay, do it slowly, no need to rush.
Hang on. Okay, next.
Next. Okay.
Right, next?
Yes, next.
I don't know what's going on there. It says wrong password. Try again or correct the password.
Okay, put the proper password of your email if you remember.
Hang on. No, I don't know. Forgot password. I can't remember.
Okay, you click on forgot password then. No worries.
Under the last password that you remember using the Google account.
Okay, do one thing. Do you see any option says try another way? Click on that.
Yep.
Click on that.
Yeah, okay.
Now what can you see? The next one?
It says get a verification code.
Yes, verification code into your mobile phone, right?
From a phone number.
Yes. Okay, now select the phone number. Okay.
Wait,
Yes, now you will receive a 6-digit OTP into your mobile phone. What you need to do, you need to put that OTP over here.
No,
so that you can.
Yeah, something wrong.
Okay.
This number doesn't match the one that you provided.
Okay, if you have another number, just...
No, I don't. That's it. That's my phone number.
Okay, that's the phone number you have. Okay, now, what number is it? Is it ending with 663? That's the number?
Yes.
That's the number, right? Okay, so that's why, sir, you will get an OTP into your mobile phone already. So what you need to do is, you need to click, what can you see? Just tell me what can you see over there. Just tell me what can you see.
Get a verification code.
Get a verification code. Read everything what is written there. Read everything.
Get a verification code. First, confirm the phone number that you added to your account. Now, it's not right because it ends in 92. That's a very, very old phone number.
Okay, what was the number ending with? Will you tell me the number which ends with?
It ends with 92. That's an old phone number.
Old phone number, okay. And any another option where you can put any new number there? Do you see that?
This number doesn't match the one that you provided. Try again.
Oh. Okay, do one thing. Do you see another option over there that says try another way? Click on that. Try another way.
I don't have my phone. Send. Try another way. No, I don't say try another way. Just a recap. What is this for? What am I doing this for?
I'm telling you. You are putting an email ID so that you can use the Play Store. Okay?
Why do you need to use the Play Store?
Because from there you will get a cancellation ID through the application of eBay. That's what we are doing, sir.
I'll get a cancellation from eBay for what?
For cancelling the fraud payment which is going on through your number, as I've tell you, sir. Okay, do one thing. Don't need to worry. Just calm down. I'll tell you what you need to do. Okay? Just calm down. Okay? Just calm down.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do one thing, sir. I want you to simply go back. Just go back. Just press the back key. I'll give you an email ID, secure email ID from our eBay server. What you have to do is you have to simply use that email and to activate the Play Store. Okay?
How far back you got to go?
Where you have to go, sorry?
How far back do I have to go?
Just press the back 2 or 3 times and go back to the page, sir, where you see where you put your email ID and everything. Go to that page, okay?
Hang on.
Yep.
Enter your password, no?
No, just go back once again, go back. Give me 1 minute. I'll give you the email. Go back once again. Just tell me what did you see? What did you see? Just tell me.
Hang on. Go back. Say in Google.
Yes. Now, do you see enter your email or something over there?
No.
What can you see there?
Google Play, Shane and Defend, the latest Android app.
Okay,
alright.
Okay, do you see anything says sign in or something?
It says sign in. Google?
Yeah, click on sign in if you see.
Okay, now it's circle thing. And then it says email or phone.
Just wait, sir. It is already done. Just wait, it's already done. I'll give you an email address, okay? Just wait. Now, we are giving you the email address directly from our eBay server. Give me 1 minute. The email is need to activate. Just give me 1 minute. I'll give you an email address where you can put in there, okay? Wait. Just wait. Okay. Now, sir, what you need to do, I will tell you a new email address which you need to put in there. The email should be E as in Edward, E there.
Should be what?
E for Edward, E there, type E.
E for Edward?
Yep, E.
What else?
After that, B for ball, B. Okay.
Hang on. A for Edward.
After E, it's B for ball. B for berry.
Ball, yeah.
Yep. After that, once again, A for apple. A there.
A for apple.
It's A for apple. A for apple.
Oh,
yes.
A for apple. A, yeah.
Yeah. Then Y for yellow.
Yeah.
eBay.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Then. Don't give any space, then type server, S-E-R-V-E-R, server.
Hang on, E-T-A-Y, what's after Y?
After Y, it's S for sugar, S.
S, yeah.
After S, it's E for Edward again, E.
Yes.
Then R for Roger, R.
Yes.
After R, it's V for Victor, V.
eBay server,
yes. eBay server.
What's next?
After server, then type 709. 709.
Hang on. Yep.
Then type @gmail.com. @gmail.com.
Hang on. G
as in George.
G.
M for, yeah, after that, M for mother.
Gmail.
Gmail.com, yes.
Yeah, one next.
Yeah, then click on next, yes.
Yeah.
Now, is it asking you to...
Gold. It says here... Email or phone, couldn't send your Google account.
Sorry, what email did you put in there? Tell me what email ID did you put in there, sir?
eBay server 709 at gmail.com.
It's not email, it's Gmail, sir. G for George.
Yeah, Gmail. G-A-G-M-A-I-L.
Okay, can
eBay
you...
eBay server 709...
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Okay, did you put E as an Edward, B for ball, like that, properly? Can you spell out for me what did you type in there?
E or A?
E for Edward, E.
Hang on. eBay server 709 at gmail.com.
That's
or
correct.
Yeah?
Yes, that, yeah. Then click on next.
Good. Next.
Yes.
Couldn't find your Google account.
Still, that's what you see? Couldn't find your Gmail account?
Couldn't find your Google account.
Okay, that's what you see. Do one thing, sir. Okay. Do one thing, sir. Okay. Just wait. Just give me 1 minute. Okay, I'll give you... Just wait. Alright. Do one thing, sir. Will you spell out for me once every word what you have typed in there properly? Did you put any comma or mistakenly put anything over there?
No. I'll spell it out.
Yes.
A for Edward, T for Paul, A for Alpha, Y for Yes, S for Server, A for Eddie, R for Robert, V for Victor, A for Eddie, R for Robert, 709 at gmail.com. Correct?
That's correct. That's what you have put in there. Okay, give me 1 minute, sir. Give me 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute. Let me check it for you. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. Now, just try to put... Now, try to click on next and check anything happened or not.
Sorry. Wait, what?
Just try to click on next and check anything happened or not.
Next. Couldn't find your Google account.
That's what you see still. Okay. Do one thing, sir. Just give me 1 minute. Let me check it for you. Just wait. Just give me 1 minute.
Listen, it's just going to take long because I'm not very well.
All right. Okay. Do one thing, sir. Just wait. I'll give you another email so that you can simply log in. Just wait. Okay. Now, delete whatever the email you have put in there. Delete that.
Yes. Delete it. You there?
Just give me 1 minute, sir. Give me 1 minute, sir. Let me check it for you. Give me 1 minute. Let me check it for you. Give me 1 minute. All right, sir. Now, I'll give you another email, okay? Give me 1 minute. Just wait.
Hello.
Okay. Now type in the another email which we have to give you, sir, because that email doesn't exist in your phone. Okay, I'll give you another email from my friend's account. Type in there. That is V as in Victor, V there.
Type in what?
It's V for Victor. Type V. Delete that email which you have typed in. Yeah. Then I for Indigo, I there.
Yeah.
C for Charlie, C.
Yeah.
K for Kilo, K.
Yeah.
Y for Yellow, Y.
Yeah.
Then M for Mother, M.
Yeah.
O for Oscar, O.
Yeah.
G for George, G.
Yeah.
A for Apple, A.
Yeah.
Then 1097.
Yeah.
Then at gmail.com.
.com?
At gmail.com. Gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Now, give a click on next and tell me what can you see.
Yes, enter your password.
That's correct, sir. Now, What I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to give you a password for you. Type in the password there. That should be the capital T there, T for Tiger.
Hang on. See?
It's T for Tiger. Type T.
T. T, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, then E for Edward. E.
E.
L for London. L.
Yeah.
S for Sugar. S.
Yes.
T for Tiger. T.
Yes.
R for Roger. R.
R, yes.
A for Apple. A.
Yes.
Don't give any space, then type 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
Then click on next.
This may take a few moments.
Okay, this may take a few moments. Okay.
To help keep your account safe, Google wants to make sure that it's really you trying to sign in.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Send your phone number to get a text message with a verification code.
All right. Okay, wait. Okay. Do one thing. At the very bottom, do you see any says not now or anything? Do you see at the very bottom?
It says try another way. Will it take my phone number in or won't it?
It's, okay. It's asking you to put a what? A verification code.
Hold on. Do you want me to put my phone number in where it says phone number?
Okay, put your mobile number. Okay, do it. No issues.
Let's go. Next.
Yes, do that.
A text message with a 6-digit code.
Yes.
And the code.
Put the code which you have received in your mobile phone. Put the code.
Hang on, where do you put the code?
You will get the message, the code into your text message. Check your text message.
I've got the code, but...
Yeah. Okay, tell me the code, I will write it down for you. Tell me the code, what code you got?
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay, wait.
No, I don't know where it's gone, it's just vanished.
Okay, do one thing, open the text message again. Open the text message again.
Verify that it's you to help your account safe. Google wants to make sure that it's really you trying to chain in. I don't understand this. What's this Vicky Mongo 1097?
Sir,
that's not me.
I know this is not you, sir. This is my friend's email, which you are using right now to activate the Play Store. Once you will get the cancellation code, we will remove this thing, sir, directly. Okay? So don't need to worry.
I'm a bit concerned about that, to be quite honest with you.
Sir, because I know, because our eBay server email is not working in your mobile phone. As you've already know, we have given you a verified eBay server email, which the mobile phone is not accepting it properly. That's why my friend email has been given to you. Okay?
No, I don't like this at all. I think we'll just finish it here.
Sir,
okay?
We will totally show you everything,
it's
sir.
It's too suspicious for my liking.
I don't recognize
this VickyMogan1097@gmail.com. I don't recognize that. That is not my email address.
Sir, I know this is not your email. I have given you this email.
Why have you given me this email?
Because you forgot your email password. Did you not remember?
Mongoose is my password. There's two options on the password. One is Lorraine, 1234, and the other one is Mongoose.
But you have tried both of them. It's not correct, right? It's showing you in your screen. The password is wrong or something. Forgot password. You have done all this thing, but doesn't happen anything. Please, you are telling me that it's taking a lot of time. So please just cooperate with me so that I can do it very quickly for you, sir.
I'm trying to, but it's
difficult. So just please don't ask a lot of questions because I will giving you every answer, sir. Just be calm down, okay? Now just tell me, what do you see in your screen?
What do I see?
Yes.
Enter a phone number to get a text message with a verification
code.
Okay,
put your mobile number. Put the mobile number. Put the mobile number.
Nine one.
Now, click on next or something if you see.
Next, yes.
Okay, is it asking you to put a 6-digit code?
No, it says something went wrong. Sorry, something went wrong there. Please try again.
That's what
he said. Oh, this is too hard. Don't worry about it. Look, I'm not well, man. I've got emphysema. I can't breathe. I'm not very well. We'll just call it quits, okay?
Sure. The payment is on a hold. You don't understand what exactly is going on.
I don't know what's going on.
So that's why, just listen to me for a moment. We are working on it, sir. We are in the middle of an investigation. We are stopping this fraud, sir. So you are just blocking our way out, sir. We are working with the government to stop this fraud, sir. You just need to calm down and totally help us out. If you're tired, take a glass of water and relax, okay? But we
I'm
have
not
to.
I am not well. I have emphysema. My lungs don't work too good, and I'm not well today. I'm very ill today.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm really sorry. Okay? So, just can you tell me, sir, apart from this cell phone, you use any other device? Like, or any computer or laptop?
I've got a computer here, but I don't use
my
it.
Alright, sir. So, do one thing. You don't have to do this thing in your mobile phone, because your mobile phone is very, very slow. So do one thing, sir. I want you to just relax, calm down, take a glass of water, and just be in front of your computer. It will take 5 minutes to complete the whole work. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just be in front of your computer. Just relax, sir. Okay, just relax.
This is fucking bullshit, man. Okay, I'll switch
on. Yes. Okay, just make it on. Once it's properly on, just let me know, okay?
Oh. Hello. Takes me well to fire up, you know?
Yeah, I understand, sir. Like, if I'm in your place, sir, I will be the same guy. But you need to understand that I'm just sitting with you for a very long time, sir, and I'm just doing my job. You need to understand, right?
I
know, it's very confusing for you, sir, because, like, how old are you, sir? Are you 70 or 80? How old are you, sir?
72.
Oh, my God, you're just like my grandfather, oh, my God. But you're very smart.
Well, I like to think so.
You're very smart, sir. But, you know, like, these kind of technical things are not for you, like, for you old people. I'm sorry to say, like, for you old people. But you need to understand, this is a very tough work. But don't need to worry. I will help you out to remove everything, sir. So that's why you need to just calm down and relax. Okay, I'll totally help you out, one by one. If you get tired, take a glass of water. Take a, cup of coffee or something. Just relax, okay?
Look, on the phone here. Tell me my phone. Sorry.
Okay. I understand. Oh my God, okay. Is your computer on, sir? Just tell me. Is it on properly?
It's on.
Okay. Do one thing, sir. Just stand in front of the computer first.
In front of the computer.
Okay. Now, on the computer, sir, I want you to open a Google page directly. Open the Google.
Google.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Google is open.
Yes. Now, on the Google, sir, I just want you to type simply there, www.
Hang on.
Yes.
What's next?
After www, then type A as an apple, type A.
A?
Yes. Then yeah. N for November, type N.
Yes. Yeah.
After N, it's Y for yellow, type Y.
Yes. Yeah.
Then D as in David, D.
D?
Yes. After D, it's D, E as in Edward, type E.
A.
Yeah, it's E. Yes, then type S for sugar. Type S.
S. K.
After S, it's K for kilo. K dear.
Dot com.
Okay. Dot com. Yes.
Yes. Well, that.
Now, what come up in your screen? Tell me, sir.
www.anyguest.com.
Yes. Now press enter and confirm me what can you see into your screen now.
Okay. Remote access software.
Yes.
www.
Okay. Now tell me the first one. What can you see? The first option.
The first option is remote access software. www.anyguest.com.
Okay. Now, do you see AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop application? Anything you see?
See what? What? Hang on.
The first one, did you see AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop application? Do you see that?
Yes. It says.
Yeah, click.
One of them is the fast remote desktop application. Is that the one?
Yes, yes. Click on that. Yes, that's the one.
Yes.
Okay. Now, after that, what can you see?
AnyDesk, manage access now, access any device at any time.
Okay.
Download now.
Yes, click on that download now. If you see download now, click on that download.
Yep.
Now, once you click on download now, wait. Just let me know that you have clicked. Did you click there?
I've clicked download now.
Okay. Now, look very carefully at the very left-hand side bottom of your computer screen. Do you see anything downloading over there, like anydesk.exe? Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Yes. Now, is the thing is downloaded, sir, or is it still downloading now?
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
It says anydesk.exe failed. Just go.
Okay. Okay, now double click on that exe, anydesk.exe, double click on it.
None found it.
Okay, now what can you see after that?
Okay, anything, it just says, disco, sales, disco.
Okay. Did you click on anydesk.exe? Double click on it. Did you click on it?
I just clicked on it.
And then what exactly did you see?
I just told you. It's
anydesk.exe
field. Disk full.
Disk full. Any other option you can see apart from this?
All platforms, all devices.
Click on. Okay. Do you see any option over there says open folder or anything like that?
Wait a minute.
Anything you see open folder?
No.
Okay. Once you double click on exe file, what exactly do you see?
I don't. Just a whole lot of icons, Windows, Spotlight, Quiz.
Okay, do one thing, sir. I just want you to simply click on that exe file once. Just press the exe file once. Press it once.
Look, this isn't working, my
friend. I understand, sir. Just calm down. As I tell you to calm down, just calm down, sir. I understand this is a tough work for you. I'm there for you.
What you're telling me to do is not working.
Sir.
What is Windows Spotlight? It's 25,000 icons here. And none of it makes any sense to me whatsoever.
Okay. I know this is not sensing for you, but once you will see everything, you can understand what I'm trying to explain.
I keep knocking that. I built this computer, and I've been building computers for years, my friend. So I know what I'm talking about here. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
I understand.
I've been building computers for 15 years.
Sir, I know. Yeah, I know, understand you haven't used it for 15 years. I understand, sir. But the thing is that the 50% of the work is done, sir. The 50% of the work is done. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I understand. You just have to tell me what can you see so I can guide you one by one, okay?
What I can see?
Yes.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's a million icons on top of the page.
Okay.
Windows Spotlight Quiz, Microsoft Bing, and then it's got images, it's got videos.
Did you see that AnyDesk page? Did you see that AnyDesk page?
Hang on. Remote desktop. No, man. It's your remote desktop software for Windows. It says download again.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Did you see that AnyDesk page application there? Did you see that?
I'm looking for it.
Okay.
AnyDesk.access. Field. Search. Code. My computer. Yeah, I think my computer desk is I think it's full. So therefore, I can't download anything. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? You hear me?
Yeah, just give me 1 minute, sir. All right, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, do one thing, sir. Just tell me, like, today you have to go somewhere else or you have to do any other work, sir, because right now it's taking a lot of time to do for you, I understand. So just tell me, when can I call you back properly so that we can complete this whole work? Because today I think it won't be possible for you to complete the whole work.
Well, how long is it going to take?
Sir, it may be 30 minutes, 40 minutes, I don't know, sir. That's why I'm telling you. When you will be free so that we can complete the whole work?
Look, I've got to tell you. I'm retired.
Okay.
You want
all
to
right.
keep going? We'll keep going with it, okay? I'm in front
all
of
right. Okay, all right. Okay, all right then. Okay, if you don't, if you want to complete now, no issues. All right, we can do it. Okay, now I want you to simply close everything, whatever you see in your page, okay? Close it.
From the computer?
Yes. Whatever you see, simply close it. Okay?
Close everything.
Yes. Close everything. Yes. Okay. Now, just do one thing. Just look at your keyboard. At the very left-hand side bottom, do you see the CTRL key, the control key?
Yeah, control.
Yes. Next to the control key, did you see the Windows key, the 4-flag key?
Hang on. My computer is called Cooler Master, which is the brand of the computer.
Yeah, the Microsoft symbol. Do you see that beside the CTRL?
I see. No, I don't. Hang on. Look. I'm on the desktop, okay? Can we go from the desktop?
No.
Microsoft Edge. No,
it's not because your disk is full, sir, because we have to uninstall some software, like, which is unwanted for your computer. We have to delete something, and then we have to install the AnyDesk. That's why I'm telling you to go to your control panel. So that's why, just look at the very bottom. Do you see the CTRL key? Just let me know.
What?
At the very, very,
left hand side bottom of your keyboard, do you see the CTRL key, the control key?
Yes, I see it.
Just tell me, next to that control key, which key do you see?
Tour master key.
Sorry, what was that?
The brand of my computer is Cooler Master. It's called the Cooler Master.
Okay. Okay, the next one, what can you see?
ALT, Alt key.
And apart from the Alt, what do you see?
Space bar,
okay. Now, the symbol which you see, your company's symbol, like the, whatever you said, I want you to press that symbol from there.
Which symbol?
Beside the CTRL, do you see the whatever the company's name you said?
Yes, it's pressed.
Yeah, press that. Now tell me, what can you see into your screen?
There's your name, the Leo, friends meeting, Xbox, Netflix.
Okay.
And
okay. Now do one thing. Just at the look at the very bottom. Did you see any search panel? Where you can search anything. Do you see that?
Search panel.
Like any search white panel there?
Yes.
Now over there, I want you to type in there, control panel. Type in there, CONTROL, control panel.
Disappeared. No.
Okay, do one thing, sir. I think, sir, your system will take a lot of time to complete the whole work. So what we can do, sir, I'm going to just let you know. Just tell me what time you can be free at tomorrow so I can give you a call back, because today it's not be possible for you, sir. So tell me when can I give you a call back tomorrow so that we can complete the whole work.
It says here, take the name of a program folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
No, this is not the thing, sir. You have to press the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the thing, sir. That's why I'm telling you. Just tell me tomorrow what time you will be free so I can give you a call back.
Well, I don't know. I've got people coming, nurses and all sorts of people coming to see me.
Any time which you will be free, like just tell me the time properly.
Can we not do this now? I want to do it now. We'll finish it now. I don't want to be such fine about it. How you do it?
Sir, because as I tell you, sir, our eBay server is being closed. It will close in 30 minutes. So that's why I'm telling you what time I can give you a call back tomorrow. Like around 1 o'clock or like 2 o'clock, what time you will be free? Tell me any time, sir. Just tell me the any time, when can I call you back?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay, I'll try you at very sharp morning then. Then you can tell me, right? Like at 10 or 10:30. Is it okay?
Yeah, okay. Try it.
All right, okay then. I'll call you back at 10:30 then. All right. Thank you.
Listen.
Yes. Go on.
I think maybe I need my daughter to take over this call.
All right. Tomorrow, I believe it will be better, sir. Tomorrow. Is it okay?
Yeah, but tomorrow, I think you should take this call over tomorrow.
All right. No issues then. All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.